Hello everyone, Project Lutet Torah for Daf Lamed Ches, Ice Gimel on the beer. About the Kohen and the Korban he offers on Shavuos. Talking about Olam HaTohu and Olam HaTikun, and how Olam HaTikun has an advantage over Olam HaTohu. The sense that it's able to allow the Ein Sof to dwell in the Olam HaTikun as opposed to Olam HaTohu, even though it's higher. And that is all thanks to the fact that there is an Hiskalos of Midos, that there's inter-inclusion of the Midos, and they're able to tolerate one another. And they have a Bittul B'Metzias Mamish, and makes it possible for Ein Sof to actually dwell. And that's specifically because the spheres have a certain sense of weakness. And it does the each of the spheres doesn't have such a strong revelation of light. Rather, it's rach, kind of soft like a reed. And the fact that it's able to bend and tolerate the other midos. So now. And this is the whole idea of the Ein Sof being shlemusa d'chayla, that when the Ein Sof is shining in the world of tikkun with all the midos, it is actually causes the midos to become batal to their source and the Ein Sof, just like a light being batal before the torch. And that's why we say oisim shalom bimreimav. So oisim shalom bimreimav is the idea of in the olam tikkun for Hashem to be able to make it so that Chesed tolerates Gvura and Gvura tolerates Chesed, etc. That's why we say in the Zohar, when we say Ihu Erech Atzilus, that Shema is the Erech, the way of Atzilus. The Erech implies a path, the path of Atzilus. So a path connects. And so it represents the idea that Shema. That through this Hiskalos of Tikkun causing the Shras of the Ein Sof, this connects and unites all the Earths of the spheres of Atzilus, that they can become completely united in actuality. Now, skipping the parentheses, we move on to say that now it's understood the whole inyan of Nisa Adam. That let us make man, and that man dominates over the different animals, Yirduvid, etc. That man is the idea of Adam comes from the world of Tikkun. That you have this Hashras Ein Sof and this Galus that we spoke about earlier. Therefore, Adam is specifically Adam. Mankind is able to dominate over all the other species and all the other aspects of creation because of the fact that we have this mila of Hashras or itself. So, skipping past these parentheses, the Ois Gimel concludes the idea of Doifik, that it brought down in Sfarim that the idea of Doifik knocking alludes to the illumination of the Ein Sof within Adam, within mankind. And it's written in Likutei Torah of the Arizal that Doifik is Acharaim of Abba, the is Chitzenius of Chachma. And the Chayas that's within it is the Ein Sof, because the Slabshus of Ein Sof is in Chachma. And the Defiku, the knocking, is the level of Ratzav Hashov, because the Ein Sof dwells within Chachma. Now, moving on to Ois Daled. Now, in Ois Daled, because of everything we've learned up until now, we're able to understand how it's possible that mankind is completely dependent for their sustenance on food that comes from the lower realms of creation, inanimate, vegetative, and animal kingdoms, despite the fact that they're lower. And the inyan is that because Adam is from the level of Tikkun, through the Skalus, we have the Ein Sof able to be Shaira in Adam, which is the completion of everything. As we had spoken about earlier, that the Ein Sof dwells in Chachma, and therefore a mankind is able to make a bracha, baruch atah havaya, to draw down this revelation of Ein Sof into Chachma, and Chachma has this unique quality, it's brought in the Zohar, to refine the lower aspects of creation, specifically the Doimim, Tzimeach, and the Chai. That's why Maitzi Pi Havaya Yechiyadam, that the word that what comes from Hashem is what animates, so it gives the life force from the food that we eat, meaning to say that in the food that we eat, the source of that food, since it comes from the lower aspects of creation, it's source in Tohu. Only that when we eat the food, essentially, because of Shvirsa Kalim, the Kalim descended down here into this world and became the food that we ate. And then the Oros, the lights, escaped above into the source. However, after the refinement and the elevation of the food to the level of Tikkun through the bracha that we make on the food and through eating the food, through this, we come close to, I guess, grasping the Oris of Tohu that escaped above when they came down here, and we're able to reveal them and unite them, reunite the Oros that were in Tohu. For example, by way of analogy, a person that Hashem Yishmarenu passes away, and his neshama, his nefesh, leaves his body because he passes away, and he's in Gan Eden. And then when Tchias Mesim happens, the goof comes back, and the neshama becomes revealed and becomes enclosed, re-enclosed back into the body that was previously in Gan Eden. So too, the vessels that were within the Kalim, that were within the world of Tohu, they, so to speak, died and they passed away, so to speak, in this an analog. And they fell, so to speak, into Bia, into the lower worlds, which is essentially the food that we eat, the world that we see as we know it, the food that we eat. And then after that, we eat the food and we essentially are able to create a tikkun in those kalim of the world of Tohu, then we are able to include it into the world of tikkun and therefore reveal and draw down the neshama of the Keli of the world of Tohu. So it's a very lofty accomplishment by making a bracha and eating. Through this process that we're speaking about of eating and making a bracha on the food, we're able to add a lot of additional light to the world of Tikkun, which is the level of mankind, Adam. Because the lights of the world of Tohu departed and got included in the essence of the emanator, which are far greater than the lights of Tikkun, as we explained earlier. But because of the strength of the light, the vessel is not able to hold the great lights of Tohu in the world of Tohu. So therefore, the vessels of Tohu have to shatter. And then after, so the vessels shatter, come down to this world, and after we, through eating the food with the bracha, we refine the food, essentially refining the kalim of Tohu, and re-include them back into Tikkun, which is the level of Hiskalalus, just like the Hiskalalus Amidais, within tikkun, then yichya adam, then the person, the mankind, is able to receive its vitality, vitality of it in the world of tikkun, and revealing that light that is even greater than the light in the world of tikkun, as explained. This all explains what our sages say, that they say, Vaydaber Eli Zeh, sorry, based on the Pasuk, Vaydaber Eli Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Havaya in Yechezkel. We say that Pasuk after Ma'am Mechreinim. Gemara Brecha says that the whole time that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, was in existence, the Mizbeach, the altar, atoned for the Jewish people. But now, what do we have to atone for the Jewish people? Specifically, the table, the Shulchan Yishol Adam, atones for him, as Mechaber, for the person. So that all makes sense in the context of everything we've been discussing. Because the whole Inyan of Karbanos is ascending, causing the Nefesh HaBamis to ascend specifically through the Kohen, which represents Chesed of Zer Anpin in the world of Tikkun, which means Atzilus, which is the idea of Yamina Mekareves. And therefore, when we refine and shecht the behema and bring it on the Mizbeach, we're able to refine the spirit, the Ruach of behema, the spirit of the behema that fell through Shviras HaKelim, and it caused that spirit to ascend to its source back to Pnei Shor, which is in of the Merkava, which is in the world of Tohu, until becomes included in Malchus of Atzilus, and then becomes included in Malchus of Atzilus. And that's why it's called Achilas Mizbeach. Specifically, the eating on the Mizbeach is accomplishes all this, because the Mizbeach is Malchus of Atzilus. And through the eating on the Mizbeach, we reveal the Eiros of Tohu. And therefore, the angels benefit from the Karbanos through the revelation of the lights of the world of Tohu that came from there, from its source. And this is what it means when it says in the Zohar, V'is hanyan miseida v'ikara dilhoin. This is what it means when we say Reach Nichayach Lavaya, the Pasuk in Vikra, based just explaining what is caused as a result of offering the Karbanos, a pleasing smell before Hashem. So what does this mean? A Reach represents the elevation of the feminine waters, my nukvin, from the refinement of the Nefesh HaBamis, of the animal soul, causing that refinement and elevation of the Mainukvin. And then once that, which is Malchus of Atzilus, when Malchus of Atzilus is ascends into beyond Atzilus, into, I guess, Olam HaTohu, then we have Michoyach, which represents the idea of Nachus Darga, which is the idea of coming down a level. So then it's able to come down Lahavaya, back down to Havaya, which is Atzilus, in order that becomes a Havaya Chadasha, a new Havaya. Because also in the Esther Spheres of Tohu, we have Shem Havaya. And it's revealed and drawn down into the 10 spheres of Tikkun, into the level of Shem Havaya of Tikkun. Therefore, the Mizbeach atones for mankind that is on the level of Tikkun through the fact that it draws down this Reach Nichayach Lavaya, this pleasing fragrance for Hashem. And similarly, now, so that's what is accomplished through offering the Karbanos on the Mizbeach, eating the behema on the Mizbeach. And the same thing happens through our table today. that's what atones for us, the eating on our table at home. Specifically, when we eat with a bracha and with saying it with kavana, and through this, we're also able to refine the daimim, sameach and chai of this world, of the lower realms of creation, and we're able to elevate the feminine waters from Shvira Sekelim and draw down that those lofty lights of the level of the world of, from the world of Tohu. However, that is specifically when we daven first. When you first daven before you eat, you're able to nullify yourself completely, become completely butel to Hashem. And this is this level of Adam of Tikkun, that the whole advantage of Adam within Tikkun is the whole idea of being butel, of bittel. Because Adam is actually the same gematria of Ma, Mem He, which is the name of Hashem in Atzilus. And then the table, only when you first daven and create that complete sense of bittel, then the shulchan is able to be a shulchan eshel Adam, table of man. Which is an example, shalom maila b'chinas ha-malchus datzilus ha-maveres ha-nitzitim, that it's an example of above, this level of malchus v'tzilus that refines the sparks, which makes our table commensurate to Hashem's table, which is the table of Adam Elyain, which is table of Zav v'tzilus. And therefore, through this, we're able to receive atonement, just like on the Mizbeach. And now we can understand the whole idea of the Kohen Gadol's offering on the Kohen's offering on Shavuos with the two breads, specifically having the two breads on top of the two lambs, two sheep. Only the first, you have to preface with the whole inyan of the two sheeps of the Korban Tamid. Meaning, in order to understand the spiritual meaning and depth behind the Korban of the Shtei Alechem and Shavuos, we have to understand the Korban Tamid, because they both involve two sheep. The Korban on Shavuos requires two sheep, and the Korban Tamid requires one sheep in the morning, one sheep in the afternoon. So, every burnt offering, which is the offering of the Korban Tamid, is the level of Leah, Imenu, which is a higher, which is the Elyaina, because Leah, I guess, was older. And from there are all of the harsh judgments, Dinim Kashim. And so the whole purpose of the Korban Tamid, the everyday burnt offering that was offered on the Mizbeach in the morning and afternoon, was in order to sweeten the judgment of Leah and sweeten those Gvuras, so to speak, that correspond to Leah Imenu. Now, the Ramaz writes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, and he asks a question. Wait a minute, isn't the main zivug, the main union, that spiritual union that's accomplished in the Korban Tamid of the morning, isn't that corresponds to Yaakov and Rachel, not Leah? So how do we understand this apparent contradiction? Because on one hand, we have all Korban Oilas correspond to Leah and sweetening the judgments and severities that correspond to Leah. But on the other hand, the Korban Tamid in the morning corresponds to the unity of Yaakov and Rachel. So the explanation is that we're going to explain that nevertheless, we need to also have the sweetening of the dinim of Leah. Now we're going to explain that the unity of Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, to explain this whole concept, that we, through this, we have the two tamidin, the two carbon tamids to sweeten these dinim. And it's written in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kiracha lefnei gizizeha ne'alama, that Rachel, meaning the sheep is considered helpless, and when it is sheared by its owners, it doesn't even yell out for help. It's completely battle and helpless. And so that's the whole idea of Rachel. Rachel represents the sheep, but specifically a sheep that, a female sheep that represents, is the Indian of Malchus, that because we find in Rachel the nature of complete bittul and subjugation more than any other animal, like we spoke about earlier. And anybody that sees a Rachel, a female sheep, is completely inspired to care for it, because it just arouses mercy on behalf of the owner. And like we spoke about earlier, the bah, that noise, that voice that the sheep rings out, arouses rachamim. And it places itself in order to be sheared, and doesn't even make, we don't even hear the noise because it's completely subjugated. As opposed to other behemoths will, for example, goats, they'll make much more of a, put up a fight before you be able to start to cut their hair, or other animals. So an example of this is with regards to the Shechina, that when it descends, when Malchus of Atzilus descends into Biyah to be Mashpia, to influence the lower worlds of Biyah, it also unintentionally it gives life to Chitzenim and tolerates the externalities. And you have the Yanika from the hairs, the Cyrus, which is the Inyan of Lifnei Gezeh Ne'alama. In order to sweeten these dinim, these judgments, these gvuras of these two women of Leah and Rachel, that in them they have these chitzainim that are a natural result of the hashpa of the Shechina down to Biyah. We specifically need to have the main duchrin from above to be nimshach into these train nukvin, in order for the proper hamshacha to happen. Now we say that the, with regards to the carbon tamid, the word tasel alludes to the idea of fixing and tikkun. Just like it says, "Va'asas es tziparneha," Parshas Ki Tetzeh. This tikkun is through the oilas tamid, and we bring the physical sheep, which is sourced in tohu, on the mizbeach. We're able to elevate the main nukvin from the 248 sparks, and through this, we're able to draw down the main duchrin from above. And this is the whole inyan of the fire from above coming down and consuming the fire. Consuming the carbon. And specifically it says, Aryeh da'achel carbonin. That Aryeh is the same letters as Re'iyah, seeing, which is the illumination of the name of Ma, of Shemavaya, which is from Chachma, which refines my nukvin, feminine waters, Malchus of Atzilus. And through this, we're able to sweeten the gvurais of Nukva. And this, the Indian of the unity of Yaakov with Rachel, and similarly, the same unity of Yaakov with Leah. That for every Nukva, for every feminine energy, there needs a sweetening of the dinim in order, that has to specifically come from the masculine element. And that's the idea of Yaakov, Zah of Atzilus. This whole inyan is that Rachel is Isis and Dibor. Rachel represents speech, and Leah represents thought. They both represent Isis, the sub compartments, elements of speech and thought respectively. And therefore, both of them are called nukva, because oisius is, I guess, the lowest level of speech and thought respectively. So, but with regards to Rachel, speech represents the revealed world, and machshava, thought, represents the concealed world. Nevertheless, also machshava has this concept of oisius, as we it's brought down in other places in Chassidus, that when you think a thought, there's still smaller units of the thought, and when you break that down, it ends up being what's called letters of thought. And this is the hischalkus of the voice and the breath that comes out through the five, enunciative syllables that come from the mouth, specifically through the five gvurais, which is menatzapach, mem, ma, na, tsa, pa, cha, which divide, make the voice through the power of gvura, make it possible for a speech to come out from one's mouth. And this is the idea of building nukva of the feminine concept, which is femininity is connected to the oisius of the letters, which comes from gvura. So we see here that malchus, which is Rachel and Leah, which are these dinim, they come from, malchus comes directly from, I don't know, but directly it comes from gvura. And similarly, also by Isis Machshava, by Leah, that also have this idea of hischalkus, just like Isis Dibor, through these hegvurais of Bina. So instead of it coming from gvura, like speech, the actual speech does, the Isis of Machshava come from Bina, the Menatzpach of Bina. And through the Stalschluss of Gvurais, we're able to draw down, it comes down this Yinikis Achitzayim, which are these strict, harsh judgments, Dinim Kashim. And unfortunately, there's a Yinika, it's a leeching of the negativity and unwanted elements. It's leaching from verse of Kedusha, which is not good. And however, through Yaakov specifically, which is this level of Azibaka Kashachar Yirecha, that Yaakov penetrates just like the morning sun penetrates the sky. And he's able to draw down the Ein Sof that dwells in Chochmah Lah from above. And through this, you're able to swing the judgments, and not through this level of sheep to separate the hair and the letters that have their own existence. Meaning to say, through revealing the bittel from this level of Chachmilah, Yaakov is able to bring those down this Hamshacha in a way that you don't have the Dinim Kashim. And this is what it's brought down in Mishnah's Chassidim, that specifically when the idea of bringing one sheep as a kevesachad that represents Yaakov, specifically it needs to be done by Boiker, Tasa Vaboiker. What does that mean? That means that Yaakov draws down this level of keves, of sheep, from its source. And similarly, it's explained with regards to this whole inyan of aksavim hivi Yaakov, that Yaakov does the void of separating the different types of sheep. He drew down this level from keser and chachma into chesed gvur and tiferes and atzilus. And this is the whole idea of what a keves, of keves, of sheep. And therefore, through them, this hamshacha, we draw down this gilui in oisius, hamachshava, and dibor, we're able to sweeten the judgments, these harsh judgments that are contained within the shapes of the letters of the oisius, and we're able to accomplish and remove these dirim kashim. Thank you so much. That's a little more of a difficult daf, but I hope you still got something from it and learned a lot, and have a wonderful day.